You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. A new research study shows that two-thirds of Kiwis believe that there is still a stigma around medicinal cannabis usage, and that users are still subject to negative stereotypes. I spoke to Dr. Wasim Al-Zahr from Cannabis Clinic NZ about the stigma and what steps need to be taken to normalise its usage.
Why would some medicinal cannabis users feel ashamed about their usage?
People feel ashamed about their usage. It's a good question. The reality is cannabis has been criminalised for such a long time. And people and us have held on to those beliefs over that period of time, and it's been ingrained in us that cannabis is a drug, therefore it's bad. Ignoring the fact that us doctors are prescribing drugs all day, every day, and that somehow this is different or worse. So it comes down to that, and also that belief exists within, like, the medical community itself, within our doctors, our clinicians, which is really unfortunate, but it's a real area and opportunity for education. So when we did our research, we found that 66% of people who responded felt that there was still stigma around medicinal cannabis.
Do you think that there are any particular groups or demographics that get negatively stereotyped?
People imagine, like, you know, dreadlocks and Bob Marley and somebody, you know, just, you know, having a joint in the corner, that type of thing. Look, I think anybody who uses cannabis is up for potential judgment and discrimination. Probably less so the people who use it, who are like high performing, you know, professionals that just do it really, really secretly. Whereas others who maybe do it more, you know, share it with others or maybe more publicly get judged or stereotyped. I think the other part is people going to their doctor to try and talk about it, fear being judged by their doctor. Like, their doctor, you know, will my doctor think that I am a drug seeker, in quotation marks? This is a big term that's used in medicine, right? Drug seeker. You know, does my doctor think that I'm just there wanting to get cannabis off them or something along those lines? So, yeah, I think anybody in general who uses cannabis and tries to, you know, goes publicly about it will face judgment, whether it's positive or negative, because there's also positive judgment. But the stigma definitely still exists. And same thing for us. Like, I'm a clinician, I'm a doctor, heavily believe in what we're doing. And we see the stigma in our own community from other clinicians, the medical council, and, you know, people around us. And so it's everywhere. It's across the board.
And what do you think can be done to normalize the usage of medicinal cannabis?
It comes down to education. Like, education and us putting ourselves out there and actually having more and more people use it and openly use it. Like, we try and encourage, you know, people, if they've had success with using medicinal cannabis, we encourage people to talk to their friends and share that story with other people around them in their community, because that gets people understanding. But it also comes down to education. And education means that we can talk freely about it. And the reality is there's so many restrictions around medicinal cannabis or cannabis in general, which limits our ability to educate, talk about it, talk about the product, talk about how much it costs, talk about the potential benefits, talk about the potential, you know, side effects. And if we can't have like a conversation without fearing, like, oh, is this advertising of products? Is this like illegal? Are the regulators going to be upset by this? Then how can we progress as a society? That's like almost keeping the taboo and the stigma in place. And I think there's so many people that would otherwise benefit from it. Like, there's so many people that have sleeping problems, and that's me, you know, problems with pain, or they have anxiety or mental health issues. They're just dealing with it by themselves, and they're just so scared to come up and talk about it. And I was one of them, because it took me a long time to get my head around, like, being prescribed cannabis. So I get it. But then it's all those people that then end up missing out on their quality of life and miss out on such a valuable and special plant that has been given to us. And the quality of life suffers at the end. And it's, yeah, so I think it comes down to, like, education. Let's talk about it. let's just be adults and grown-ups about it. We don't have to hide away from stuff and pretend it doesn't exist.
And what steps should be taken in order for medicinal cannabis to get taken seriously by GPs on the same level as, let's say, more conventional medicines?
It starts off from the top. You've got to lead by example. And when I say that, I mean the medical council, the College of General Practitioners, which represents most GPs in the country. They do the training, right? They need to be proactive about it and come up and actually lead that forward. So basically what the government has said, the government in 2021 has said, having medicinal cannabis is better for the country, so we're going to make a prescription for any doctor. So the government's recognized the benefit. So then it needs to be passed on to the regulators within the medical industry who say, right, government has said this, there's value, let's make sure we provide guidelines that help doctors and guide them in this process. Instead, what they've done is they've put guidelines and policies in place which actually prevent doctors from doing it and saying, you're better off not to prescribe it, make sure you've tried all the first-line treatments first, and even if you do, prescribe it with caution. And if you screw it up, we're going to come after you. From a medical legal point of view, right? And that last part hasn't been said, but it's effectively what has been happening in practical, you know, everyday experience. And that doesn't help anyone. Like, how do we address the stigma and how do we educate the community when we're approaching it like this? And so it starts from the top. You've got to be proactive, open-minded, embrace change, and then lead it and say, guys, this is the direction that the government is going in. Let's embrace it. Let's all move forward as a progressive country. And let's bring everybody, all the doctors along for that journey. But while that gets figured out and that gets sorted out, we're here doing what we're doing, which is just pushing cannabis forward because we really, really believe in it. We don't think that the stigma is false, shouldn't be there. And we're just out there promoting it. Promoting our service to people and saying, this is what we do, this is what we specialize in, and we're a safe place for people to come and talk about it. There's no judgment. We believe in it, you know, and we're forward-thinking, and we're going to deliver healthcare to a really, really high standard. So come talk to us about it. And that's the approach that we've taken to help do our part.
That was Cannabis Clinic's Dr. Waseem Alzar on the stigma around medicinal cannabis.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.